Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Small Business, and certainly the Queen of Small Business has got to be J.J. Ramberg. She's one of my heroes, folks. I'm so proud of her for the work that she does on television, helping small business owners every week with her Your Business show that's on MSNBC every Sunday morning. And then also on Saturday morning, right? The next Saturday, as I remember, JJ?
Yep, it re-airs the next Saturday.
There you go. So check that out. People watch it all over the place, and it's a very important show. Congratulations on that. Folks, her book is called It's Your Business. And she also is an entrepreneur. She and her brother own an outstanding business we've talked about in the last segment called goodshop.com, which we spent a lot of time talking about in the last segment. And she's a mom. You got three kids.
I do. Three little munchkins.
Yeah. Congratulations. All this is going on. She's starting a business, doing a TV show and raising little kids, having them and raising them, I should say. You're amazing, JJ. I don't know how much Red Bull you drink or 5-hour energy you drink, but you must. Hey, I want you to share some of your thoughts. You talk to small business owners every week on your show and experts, different folks that come on your show. What do you think about the condition, the current environment, maybe I should say, conditions for small businesses? What do you think?
I talk to individuals all the time, and for a few years, I'm sure you experienced this too, it was hard. Almost every story we did on the show was about how are you surviving and how are you changing your business in order to survive.
Yeah.
And I'm running out of cash and what do I do.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back to the questions about how do I grow my business.
Isn't that
and
great?
How do I keep my employees happy? And so it's the tenor has definitely changed. Not to say that some people aren't still struggling. Of course, there always are. But the kind of the tenor and the optimism has absolutely changed.
Well, that's exactly right. And we've noticed this, too, in our surveys. We surveyed our audience recently, and 60%, which is highest it's been in 6 years, said their sales were either way ahead or a little bit ahead of last year. And in the past, we would have had less than 50% would have been in those two categories.
I know. It's so nice to hear. It's such a relief, right?
Right. But here's the thing. People have to start saying, okay, maybe if I'm not doing well, maybe I don't have any more excuses now. Maybe I can't blame it on somebody else or blame it on the economy or whatever. If that many people are incrementally seeing an improvement, maybe I need to get my attitude a little bit better. What do you think?
Well, I read this article recently from this woman who started this store, and it's doing very poorly, and she was blaming the neighborhood around her.
Right.
And she was blaming their customers for not coming to her anymore. They're going other places. I wanted to call her and say, get your frustration. I really do. But that's not going to change. Your neighborhood's not going to change back, and those other stores aren't going away. So let's step back and figure out what you can do to fit into this world.
Well, and customers aren't attracted to that kind of an attitude. And if she thinks that's not coming through when she waits on people, she's mistaken, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's tough. Running a business is tough. Nobody said it wasn't.
Yeah.
And so you got to be resilient. Figure out your way through.
What are the people, when you talk to people who are coming to you, to your business, or the different ones that you're interviewing, that have Main Street businesses, what are they talking about in terms of converting or evolving their Main Street business into a traditional model, into a cyber model, into something that includes the online world? What are they talking to you about?
That they're all doing it. What a lot of people are trying to do. We were just in Illinois doing a story on Main Street, and what a lot of those companies were trying to do is get people to come in the door because of their selection and their customer service, but then keep them as customers online.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Online is becoming a bigger component of their revenue.
Well, yeah. And even if they're not buying from them online, they at least need to be let people shop with them online. Right?
Yeah. I mean, they want them to buy, too. But what they're trying to do is have these unique products, right, so that people come to them and get them online.
That's the special sauce. Goodshop.com is the site for doing business with JJ. And part of the business that you do, going to your charity, that's goodshop.com. And the other one for your business, for your radio, for your television show, JJ. Give us that, please.
Openforum.com/yourbusiness, Sunday morning, 7:30 Eastern.
There you go. Hey, JJ, thanks for being here. Thanks for all that you do for small business. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
See you next time. JJ Ramberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of my heroes. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.